Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormas Fatakia, where it's turning out to be a very sour end to 2024 when it comes to the markets, because the Nifty now is trading below key support levels and is hurtling back towards that 23,500 mark. And even yesterday's session, until about noon or even 12:30, we did feel like there was some bit of bounce that was coming in. But once again, the Nifty entered that congestion zone of 23,900 to 24,000, and it just slipped from there. And from then on, it was just one-way traffic towards the downside as the benchmark just kept hurtling down towards the lows of the day. The Nifty now ended below the 23,700 mark, which is a very key support level, which was supposed to be a support level, but now it remains to be seen whether it can cross that on the upside. The signs as of now don't seem to indicate so, because the GIFT Nifty is indicating another 150 points gap down as we speak for our own markets. So it promises to be a not so promising start for the Indian equities on the final trading day of 2024. Yesterday's session, well, no sector was spared, be it real estate, auto, metals. It was the banks though that was the bigger culprit, because the screen may show you a 350 point drop for the Nifty Bank, but it was a 1,000 point drop from the highs of the day, and that is what put further pressure on the index. The broader markets though were okay, if you can say that, because there was some recovery in mid-cap IT names. Nifty Pharma continued to outperform, as it has been doing so through a better part of last week as well. So those were some of the sectors that stood out. There was plenty of stock-specific activity, and that also played a part in the way the stocks moved in yesterday's session. Of course, fresh short positions were seen both in the Nifty and in the Nifty Bank. FIIs remained net sellers in the cash market as well in yesterday's trading session. But what are the stocks to watch in the final trading session of 2024? Well, it's an interesting list, because Mazagon Dock is one of them. The stock recently started trading ex-stock split, and now the Ministry of Defense has signed a contract worth almost 2,000 crore rupees for the construction of an air-independent propulsion plug based on the technology developed by the DRDO. So we keep an eye out on Mazagon Dock. The stock is recovering now from the lows of November, and it is heading back towards its previous record highs that it had made in the month of August. But keep an eye out on Ease My Trip, or Easy Trip Planners as the stock is listed, because co-founder Nishant Pitti is set to sell his remaining 14.2% stake in the company, 780 crore block deal. And sources have said this to CNBC TV18. So he sold some stake in September as well through the block deal, and the stock had seen a very sharp fall after that. So it's an interesting stock. We'll do some detailed analysis on this on CNBCTV18.com. So watch out for that as well. Hindalco is one more, where the company has been allocated the Meenakshi coal mine in Orissa. So keep that on your radar. Lupin has acquired the Hum Insulin in India from Eli Lilly to enhance its diabetes portfolio. And this Hum Insulin is used in the treatment of type 1 and type 2 diabetes mellitus. ITC has shared the timelines of the listing of its hotels business. It said that the hotels business will be listed within 60 days of the NCLT approval receiving, and that was on the 16th of December. So ITC Hotels should be a publicly listed company by 16th of February. Now, Adani Wilmar was in the news yesterday. JP Morgan remains underweight on the stock, although Citi remains positive on Vodafone Idea after that bank guarantee relief. The stock was up in yesterday's session. Now it has a price target of 13 rupees a share, so keep an eye out on Vodafone Idea as well. The handover from the US markets is nothing to write home about, because it was another weak session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones now in the last two sessions is down 750 points. The Nasdaq is down 550 points. The S&P 502 is also trading with significant losses over the last two to three trading sessions. So a weak handover from Wall Street. Most of the markets across Asia are shut today. They will most probably be shut tomorrow as well. So no cues coming in from Asia. But for now, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a gap down start for the final trading day of 2024. And we'll be here to bring you all the action on CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. We wish you a very, very happy 2025.